Chapter 2, Getting Control of Your Life, The 5 Stages of Mastering Workflow. The core process I teach for mastering the art of relaxed and controlled knowledge work is a 5-stage method for managing workflow. No matter what the setting, there are 5 discrete stages that we go through as we deal with our work. We, 1, collect things that command our attention, 2, process what they mean and what to do about them, and 3, organize the results, which we, 4, review as options for what we choose to, 5, do. This constitutes the management of the horizontal aspect of our lives, incorporating everything that has our attention at any time. The method is straightforward enough in principle, and it is generally how we all go about our work in any case, but in my experience, most people can stand significantly to improve their handling of each of the 5 stages. The quality of our workflow management is only as good as the weakest link in this 5-phase chain, so all the links must be integrated together and supported with consistent standards. Most people have major leaks in their collection process. Many have collected things but haven't processed or decided what action to take about them. Others make good decisions about their stuff in the moment, but lose the value of that thinking because they don't efficiently organize the results. Still others have good systems but don't review them consistently enough to keep them functional. Finally, if any one of these links is weak, what someone is likely to choose to do at any point in time may not be the best option. The dynamics of these 5 stages need to be understood, and good techniques and tools implemented to facilitate their functioning at an optimal level. I found it very helpful, if not essential, to separate these stages as I move through my day. There are times when I want only to collect input and not decide what to do with it yet. At other times, I may just want to process my notes from a meeting, or I may have just returned from a big trip and need to distribute and organize what I collected and processed on the road. Then there are times when I want to review the whole inventory of my work or some portion of it. And obviously, a lot of my time is spent merely doing something that I need to get done. I've discovered that one of the major reasons many people haven't had a lot of success with getting organized is simply that they've tried to do all 5 phases at one time. Most, when they sit down to make a list, are trying to collect the most important things in some order that reflects priorities and sequences, without setting out many or any real actions to take. But if you don't decide what needs to be done about your secretary's birthday, because it's, quote, not that important, unquote, right now, that open loop will take up energy and prevent you from having a totally effective, clear focus on what is important. This chapter explains the 5 phases in detail. Chapters 4 through 8 provide a step-by-step program for implementing an airtight system for each phase, with lots of examples and best practices.